It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We are studying the book of Philippians, and we're going to be today in the third chapter, verses 20 and 21. I'd love for you to open your Bibles and turn to those verses of Scripture that you may follow along with me as we study those today. We, as many times, were in many other areas of the Scripture, but those are the two that we're going to look at today and going to spend a lot of time concerning two things: the citizenship, your conversation in heaven in the 20th verse, and then also concerning the condition of our life, as verse 21 talks about. So please, that you open up your Bibles and follow along with those two verses, and then keep up with me through the other verses as well. I would love to have you join me. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located in Hamilton, Illinois. We're at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. Now that you've opened your Bibles and found those two verses, Philippians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21, I will read those and please follow along. For our conversation is in heaven, from which also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Two short, very short verses, but please, let's go to the Lord in prayer after reading them. Father, I ask you today that you will guide and lead us and strengthen us, that as we study your word and then take what we have learned, you apply it to our heart, and then we live it, Father. Please, that we live to be like Jesus. We live to please the Lord Jesus. Father, I just ask that you show us the truth, and you will guide and lead us today as we have this very short but very sweet time together. Now please, that you bless this time and use it to your glory, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We looked last week, just kind of started, we finished the last section of 17 through 19, and then we started the 20th verse, and we looked at concerning some things, and that is your citizenship, your conversation, and you could change the word conversation there. For our conversation is in heaven. Our citizenship is in heaven. We need to live our life as we are citizens of heaven. We are not laying up treasures here. Things of this life we find often are way too important. And it's because we are not heavenly minded, we're earthly minded. And so we need to change, and the way we change is to study and search the Word of God and enjoy the Word of God. I have many verses of Scripture here concerning our citizenship being in heaven. And I want you to understand very carefully the need to be saved. Now, if you would take your Bible and turn, and you know how I usually do that, I have at least two Bibles, if not more, and then that way I can leave the one Bible at Philippians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21, and then I can take the other Bible or a couple of Bibles and turn to different verses of Scripture. And I would like to go back to John chapter 3, because I want this question of citizenship, this question of where you're going to spend eternity. I want that very clear and taken care of before we go any further, because we really can't get to verse 21 until we understand your relationship with the Lord Jesus and what you need to do to correct that relationship if it's not correct today. Now, if you'll go back to John chapter 3, verse 3, some of these verses may be very familiar to you, and yet you've heard them, you could even quote them, but you have never let it soak down into your heart. You've never allowed the Holy Spirit to penetrate your heart to show you that you're a lost sinner and you need to be saved. Well, John chapter 3, verse 3 tells us, and Jesus said it, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Unless you are born again, your citizenship is not in heaven. So you must be saved. Now, there's many words that you hear people say today. One is you must be born again, you must be saved, you must repent and turn to God. You can take all those, and it comes down to the same thing. and that is your relationship with God. And the only way that you can have any relationship with God the Father, with God the Son, with God the Holy Spirit, is that you confess your sin and turn unto the Lord Jesus to be saved. He died on the cross of Calvary that you can be saved, but you must accept the free gift. As we know, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You can find that in Romans. We have some sweet verses in Romans that we go to many times, Romans 3:23, Romans 6:23, Romans 10:9 through 13, many sweet verses of Scripture. Today I'm staying back for the time anyway in John. I want to show you that there's many verses of Scripture that bring us, and here it uses a little different term. It says you must be born again. Now, that's what's going to happen the day you repent of your sin. You confess it unto the Lord and you're saved. I want you to have your citizenship. I want your conversation to be heavenward and understand that you can have the power and the fellowship of God and the sweet time with the Lord Jesus right here and right now and a sweet walk with the Holy Spirit guiding and leading you. But as it says here, you must be born again. If you're not born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. Verse 3 of chapter 3 of John tells us. If you'll go on, and we'll stay in John here for several verses very quickly, but in John chapter 3, verses 15 and 16, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, him being Jesus. Whosoever believeth in Jesus should not perish, but have eternal life. My friend, to repent, to turn, that action takes place, and then you believe, because you know when you hear the call of God, you recognize your sin. When you hear that call that you need to be born again, you need to be saved. When you hear and feel the Holy Spirit penetrating your heart, it's time then when you turn around and you do that turning is because you know you're a sinner, you're lost, and there's only one Savior, and that's Jesus. Those things will happen all at the same time. And whosoever believes in him, in Jesus, shall not perish but have eternal life. John 3:15. John 3:16, it gives us a beautiful message here. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Now, I'm asking you today to believe in the Lord Jesus. Not that he lived and died, and yes, you believe he lived on the cross, and all those things that history has taught us, whether you've learned it in Sunday school or someplace else. My friend, it's more than that. It's a relationship. And I want you to have a sweet relationship with the Lord Jesus. And you must come to him. And it tells us once again, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He gave him for you. The offering is yours. And it's given to you, for you, on your behalf. And if you'll just believe in him, you don't have to perish. You don't have to be hell-bound. You can live a sweet, holy, separated life, a godly life, a life that is driven by the power and the presence of God in your life. You can have that. But the first step is to come to the Lord Jesus and be saved. Over in chapter 5 of John, I'm talking about here, once again, I have two Bibles, so I can glance back very quickly to Philippians chapter 3, verse 20. I want you to understand the need to be saved, that your conversation is in heaven, that your citizenship is in heaven, that you're becoming heavenly minded. You've been born again, as John chapter 3 verse 3 stated. Now if you'll go to John chapter 5 verses 38 and 39. John chapter 5 verse 38 and 39. Ye have not his word abiding in you, for whom he has sent him ye believe not. Now you see, there's an awful lot of people, and before I read the next verse, there's an awful lot of people that believe they're saved. They think they're saved. But they do not walk after the Lord Jesus. They walk after the things of the world. Maybe they attend church and all those things, but they do not act like they're a citizen of heaven. They don't talk like it. They don't act like it. And it's said there, and ye have not his word abiding in you. Why? Because you are not born again. We come back to that same thing in chapter 3 of John. You must be born again. I want you to take that very serious. Today is the day of salvation, and I ask you if you will come to Jesus and be saved today. And it tells us then in verse 39 to search the Scriptures. This is John chapter 5, verse 39. Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Go to the Word of God. How many times do you hear me say, my friend, to come to the Word of God, and it will confirm whether you're saved? Because the precious holy Word, as you're studying it, is God's Word. It's the Lord Jesus speaking to you. The Holy Spirit had driven the pen, driven the heart of the man that penned the Scripture. It is God breathed. It is His Word. And it is complete and it's perfect. And I love God's Word. I love studying His Word. And you know why I love God's Word and love studying God's Word? It's because God's Word abides in me because of Jesus. I've come to the cross of Calvary and I've been saved. I've confessed my sins. I've trusted in the Lord Jesus. And I enjoy that sweet walk because I have trusted in Him. And I continue to grow and continue to walk closer. And my life continues to grow away from the world and more towards the Lord Jesus. I search the Scripture. The Scripture is going to show you that if you're a born-again Christian or not. The Scripture will also guide and lead you because it testifies of me, testifies of Jesus, he's saying here. So please, that you go to the Word of God. It will confirm that you're a child of God or you're not a child of God. It will confirm what you're doing is wrong or right. It will confirm the doctrine of your church, whether it's wrong or right. It all hinges upon the precious Word. Now, will you please search the Scripture? Search the Scripture. Do not be misled by so many other things that you have. I'm worried. I'm concerned. I want you to know that you're a child of God. I don't want you to depend upon your church membership or upon your baptism or your family name or just think you're a good person. I don't want you to trust in any of that because none of that's good enough. There's only one thing that's going to make the difference, and that is that you know Jesus as your personal Savior. So please, that you come to Jesus today, search the Scriptures as verse 39 tells you. As we continue then on through the book of John, as we look at these things, John chapter 10, verse 9, it tells us, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and go out and find pasture. My friend, will you come to Jesus? I want your citizenship. I want your conversation to be heavenward. And the only way that it can be that way, the only way you can have a relationship with the Savior that is at the right hand of the Father right now, the only way you can have a relationship with Him, get yourself back into fellowship with God, is if you're born again. Whosoever confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead shall be saved. I want you to come to Jesus today. I want you to confirm your citizenship, confirm your conversation. The question that's asked there in Philippians chapter 3, verse 20. For our conversation is in heaven, from which also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We're looking for His coming. We're anxious to meet Him. If the grave comes first before Jesus comes again to get His church, if the grave comes first, I'm going to immediately be in His presence. There's so many things that's taught today that that place us in a question that I don't know. I'm not sure. My friend, let's go back then to John chapter 5, verse 39. Search the Scripture. You'll know. You'll know you're a child of God. That grave, that death won't scare you. You'll be so excited to serve Him here. You'll enjoy each and every day serving Him here until the day He comes to get you, if we live that long, and if He comes that soon, which I believe could very well happen. And if He tarries and I die, I go into the grave, I don't want to hurry my death. I don't want to shorten my life at all. Because you see, the things that I can do here and now are things that bring praise, honor, and glory unto Him. The the longer, the more days that he gives me, the more opportunity I have to preach the word. And I want every opportunity that I can have. But my friend, the day I die, I'm going to be in his presence immediately. And I'm looking forward to that time too. I hope that you are too. I hope that you know. I hope that you understand that he's the door. That's the only door, is Jesus. So come to the cross of Calvary and be saved. I said I'm going to spend an awful lot of time today talking about this citizenship. This conversation is in heaven. I want you to know Jesus. I want you to understand that the only way that you can have the right conversation, Paul spoke this to the church of Philippi because he wanted them people to know. He wanted them to know for sure that they knew Jesus. They were walking after the Lord Jesus. And pretty shortly here, we're going to get down into verse 21, and it talks about the change that's going to take place if you know the Lord Jesus. And we have back then in John chapter 3, verse 36, and then we'll leave the book of John. John chapter 3, verse 36 tells, "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him." That's your choice. I want you to come to Jesus today that your citizenship is there. Paul, even though he proclaimed the Word of God, he preached the Word of God, he knew these people, he loved these people, but there's never a time that as people continue to live, that it's so easy for them to not search the Scripture, to slip away from the presence and the power of God. It's so easy for folks today to do that. I don't know that it's any easier today than it was back in Paul's day, but it sure is easy today. And the only thing that can continue to guide us and direct us properly is the Word of God, the Scripture. So please, that you're in the Scripture, you study the Word of God, know for sure that you're a Christian, and begin that sweet walk, that walk that is very close to the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we have, as we continue here, look to Philippians chapter 4, verse 3. Philippians chapter 4, verse 3. We have, "And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women who labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow workers, fellow laborers, whose names are written in the book of life." There's a book, my friend. I want your name to be written down. I want you to know the Lord Jesus. And you see here, that's getting back to this conversation, this getting back to this, what means citizenship. I want you to confirm your citizenship today. I want you to know for sure that you're going to heaven. If we'll go back now to Revelation chapter 20. Revelation chapter 20. Again, you may hear the pages turning. I hope that you're turning them along with me. Revelation 20, verses 12 through 15. It says, "And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. The books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. The dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. The sea gave up the dead which were in it. Death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. They were judged, every man, according to their works. Death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." There's two books. One was plural, one was singular. One is the book of life. If your name is written down in the book of life, and it is recorded in the book of life, if you are a believer in the Lord Jesus, you must be saved. If it is not, then every work, you're still recorded in a book. And it's used here, plural, books. And your name is written down in those books. And everything that you do, and you know, a lot of people trust on their works of what they're doing. Well, everything that you've done, good or bad, is all recorded. But you see, it's all as filthy rags. There's only one thing that's going to get your citizenship clarified, citizenship taken care of, and that's your relationship with Jesus. You need to meet him at the cross and be saved. And begin that sweet walk and that sweet talk, and that things will begin to flow through you because you're a believer in Jesus. You hear me many times talk about the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. If every person that confessed to be a Christian truly was, if everyone that says they're a believer, that says they're a Christian, was a Christian, and if every one of those chose to seek after the will of God and walk after the Lord Jesus and be faithful to His word, be faithful to His house, that they would be in the house of God and they would live what they're learning, all those people would have those qualities: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. The world would be different, my friend. The church would be different. The homes would be different. The children would be different. Everybody would be different if we would live the life that is set before us, if we'll look after the Lord Jesus. I hope that you take that to heart today, and I hope that you understand that whosoever was not written in the book of life was cast in the lake of fire. The only choice you have to be a citizen, the only choice you have to have the proper conversation, is to be a child of God and to trust in the Lord Jesus. I hope that you do that today. Now, if we'll look very quickly to Luke chapter 10, I said we were going to spend a lot of time back and forth with these because I want you to see these things. Luke chapter 10, verse 20. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. We're to be joyful, rejoicing, because I'm a child of God. I've trusted in the Savior, the Lord Jesus. I know I'm a child of God. I know I'm heaven-bound. I know my citizenship is in heaven. I know that the things I do in the name of the Lord Jesus, and to lift Him up and to praise His name and to bring other people to Jesus, is bringing glory unto God. I know that. I love His Word. I hope you love His Word. I hope you rejoice because your name's written down in heaven, in the book of life. I hope that you know that today. It must be written down. The only reason it can be written down, the only way it can be written down, is if you know Jesus. So please that you trust in Him today. We look on now to verse 21, and let me read verse 20 again before we get that far. And for our conversation is in heaven, from which also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, we look for Him. We look for His coming. We're excited to see Him. And, you know, there's not a holding tank. There's not a place between. When we come to Jesus and the day we die, we're going to be in His presence instantly. Our old body is going to go into the ground, but it will be reunited with our spirit a later time. Maybe Jesus is going to come, and maybe He's going to come and get His church before I have to die. And then, bodily, I will leave this earth, and my body's not going to have to go into that grave. But if it does, it does. Because, you see, I'm instantly going to be into the presence of the Lord. Contrary from what many people teach concerning that there's a place between, and then you have to pray Him up. Oh, my friend, I hope that you haven't been misled by man. I hope you've searched the Scripture, that you can have the confidence and know for certain in your heart, in your mind, I am a child of God. It's part of the armor of God, the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, to know. I want you to know, my friend. Maybe today will be the first time that you're going to understand that. I hope so. I hope you trusted Him 50 years ago if you're that old. If you're 20, I hope you did it 15 years ago. But my friend, if you're 80 today, or if you're 90 today, and you've never trusted in Jesus, I want you to do it today. Because you see, it's never too late. It's never too late to get your name written down. Oh, you're not going to have the opportunity of living a long life to serve Jesus. But my friend, please come to Jesus today, that your sins can be forgiven, and have what life you have left praising Him and lifting up His name. I don't care what church you've been going to or never have been to church, you need to come to Jesus today, and then search out a good Bible preaching church to walk by. Our relationship with the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like His glorious body, according to the working by which He is able even to subdue all things unto Himself. And my friend, there's a lot of things happening in our life and in my life as a Christian. And those things, I am being cleansed through and by the power of God. His Word, by the study of His Word, the Holy Spirit lives within me. I am a child of God. I've trusted the Lord Jesus. And as I search the Word, He gives me great wisdom. He gives me great knowledge to walk through this life, to be able to walk in a place that is so ungodly, that denies the power and presence of God, that a place that allows abortions, a place that does not allow the reading of the Word of God in the schools, a place that does not allow prayer in school. Even in such a place, I can live a godly life. And so far, we can proclaim the Word of God, the truth, without someone coming in and saying, "You cannot say that." My friend, I don't know how long and how much longer we can proclaim the truth without someone coming in and saying, "You can't do that." My friend, I love the Word of God. And I love preaching the Word of God. And I'm not looking forward to the time that someone comes and closes my mouth or attempts to close my mouth in proclaiming the truth. But I know by the signs of everything that's around that it's not far away. So, my friend, come today to Jesus and be saved. This may be the last time you'll have an opportunity to hear. Maybe you're going to slip off into eternity. Maybe you're going to die this week. You know, we don't know, young or old, you don't know. Doesn't seem like there's too many weeks go by that I don't visit the funeral home. Seems like there's not many weeks go by. Are you ready? Have you prepared? Not only will He change my body, if I have to, two things again. If I go and face the grave, He's going to bring that body back out of that grave and give me my glorified body. If He comes before I face death and brings me off of this earth, I will receive my glorified body. Now, I'm looking forward to that time. But there is a work that is going on in my life, even in this old body, that is headed towards, that is learning the way of God, that is growing closer to the Lord Jesus, understanding by the wisdom of God how to live, how to walk, how to talk. And there's changes, my friend, going on in my life. Who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like His glorious body, according to the working by which He is able even to subdue all things unto Himself? God is able. Repentance, my friend. Paul knew that these people lived in the world. But they don't have to act like the world. They don't have to depend upon the things of the world. They have to get their eyes heavenward. Get your eyes set upon the Lord Jesus. I'm talking to Christians now. Please look unto Jesus today. He is the author and finisher of your faith. He is your Savior. He is your God. Only God. Please that you'll look to Jesus today. My friend, we'll start there next week. What are you going to do about Jesus?